Well, there's a lot of talk about people who've migrated from Mexico to the United States. What's talked about less, the cultural connections between the two nations. Mexico's also exported its music, art, and culture. And a festival in El Paso, Texas, called Music Unwound highlights those cultural connections between the U.S. and Mexico with concerts and lectures and more. The festival, which wrapped up earlier this week, took on extra significance given the strained relations between the two countries. Armando Truhl from Here Now contributor WAMU was at the festival and sent us this report.
The theme of this year's Music Unwound Festival was Copland in Mexico. An exploration of how one of America's iconic composers, Aaron Copland, was influenced by his visits south. Here, the El Paso Symphony Orchestra performs Copland's Salón México during one of three free concerts.
It recalls a moment when Mexico in the 1930s was a cultural mecca.
Joe Horowitz is the director of Music Unwound. He says Copland was just a starting point for a broader look at the impact our southern neighbor has had on American culture.
And people like Steinbeck, Langston Hughes, Eisenstein, Copland, Strand, they're all going to Mexico for the same reason, which is that artists and intellectuals are driving social change, and it amazes the world.
As part of Music Unwound, scholars from the University of Texas at El Paso presented multimedia conferences at the university and at a handful of local high schools, exploring the historic and cultural connections between Mexico and the United States. Dr. Lorenzo Candelaria is an associate provost at the university. He says this year's theme was very timely, given the fact that 80% of El Paso is Hispanic.
It's highlighting the glories of Mexico in the 1930s. And I think it bears reminding that when, especially at a time when a lot of the rhetoric is throwing around what's dangerous about Mexico, what's not acceptable about Mexico from some American point of view.
Tornillo, Texas is a hardscrabble hamlet of roughly 3,000 people, 30 miles south of El Paso, one of a handful of small towns where Unwound workshops were held.
A large majority of our community is Hispanic, and it's important to know that there's Mexican composers and Mexican artists who come out and they become successful.
Jared Flores is 15 and a sophomore. His great-grandparents were the first settlers in Tornillo. He says the festival gave him a new respect for the power of classical music from Mexico.
Something that can excite people, that it's been used to start revolutions, it's been used in wars, and I thought that was very interesting as well.
About 50 miles away, the University of Texas at El Paso String Quartet is rehearsing a piece by Mexican composer Silvestre Revueltas, which they will perform at the festival. They're not in a studio. They're on a stretch of desert a few feet from the U.S.-Mexico border fence. It extends for miles in an east-west direction. The scarred reddish-brown metal bars are as thick as a man's leg and 25 feet high. The student musicians are here for an early morning video shoot. As they perform, a boy and a girl, no older than six, approach from the Mexican side and peer curiously through the fence. There's a small settlement there, with several dozen homes made of cinder blocks, metal roofs, and wood beams.
Now we have this wall separating countries and cultures.
Violinist Orlando Barajas is from Guadalajara, Mexico.
People from America are on the defensive, and we don't know why.
Cellist Nathan Black comes from Virginia.
On the other side, the children, they come right up to the fence are as friendly as can be. And on our side, there are Border Patrol agents everywhere and people telling us to, you know, not necessarily be here. I find it shocking. Why are we on the defensive when we're simply here to play music and the other side is welcoming it?
The student musicians decide to give the kids an impromptu concert and switch from Revueltas to Mozart. Smiles light up the children's faces as they listen to the quartet play. Once the music stops, the children run away. Violinist Sandra Rivera is from El Salvador.
There is so much hate that is not necessarily what we want. And through music, we can change that.
Violinist Eduardo Garcia was born in El Paso.
I thought it was unreal. I didn't know anybody was going to come listen. You know, you think the wall or the border fence is a very distant, remote thing, but there's people living close to it, just feet away from where they're still constructing it. We shouldn't be building walls. We should be building bridges. And
do you think the music does that?
I think the music does do that.
For Here and Now, I'm Armando Drew.